Media commentators agree Sky News deserves compensation for its wasted tender bids. Here's Alison Caldwell.
For the past year, it's been one of the main topics for journalists who write about the media, the controversial tender process for the contract for the Australian Network Broadcasting Service. Veteran journalist Margaret Simons is the head of the University of Melbourne's Centre for Advanced Journalism.
I am a bit surprised. I think it was clear that the government was determined not to give it to Sky News. That's certainly how it looked. But to make this decision while there are still inquiries running into the tender process takes a bit of hide, I think.
How do you think Sky would be reacting?
Well, I imagine they're furious. Quite apart from not getting the contract, the costs of tendering are considerable these days, and I would imagine they'll be looking for compensation for those costs. I think there are good arguments for leaving the contract with the ABC, but the fact is that the government earlier rejected those arguments and decided to put it out for tender. If that happens, then it should be a clean tender process, clean and clear and fair, and it clearly has been anything but.
How do you think Rupert Murdoch and News Limited, News International would be feeling about it?
Well, of course, as far as they're concerned, it's not a huge amount of money in their budgets. It's much more significant for the ABC. But I think politically it's got considerable significance, and I imagine they'll be very cross.
Mark Day is a media writer for the Australian newspaper. He says Sky News won't be the only one seeking compensation.
Maybe it'll go beyond Sky. There'll be other service providers, satellite operators, content suppliers who might say that they have been disadvantaged by all the delays and the doubt and the extended contracts and all that sort of thing, because we've gone pretty well a year beyond the previously contracted time.
What do you think about this government decision to award the contract for the Australian Network to the ABC permanently?
I'm not the least bit surprised. I think the day they announced the tender was terminated, it went without saying that this would be the outcome, because that's the reason they terminated the tender. All this does is sort of formalise it and turns the Australian Network into a kind of Radio Australia, and the two, I believe, will be merged, as they should be, along with online services and all sorts of other digital services that can support the notion that Australia should have a, quote, soft diplomacy voice in its region. And, why not? I just think the notion that it might have gone to somebody other than the ABC was a bit bizarre in the first place, because we've all grown used to the ABC doing Radio Australia. Why not Television Australia?
News Limited columnist Mark Day ending Alison Caldwell's report. AM approached the ABC's managing director, Mark Scott, and the chief executive of Sky News, Angelo Frangopoulos, for comment on the AusNet tender, but they both declined. Also approached for comment was the foreign minister, Kevin Rudd, who is understood to have favoured Sky News in the AusNet tender process, but his office says he's unavailable.